Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes!
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing high.
Yo, it is a Johan Duran edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. And finally, there was a trade partner with the Phillies at the trade deadline that we can actually be excited about, Fritzy, after the Esteveses and the Michael Lorenzens and even going back to the Estrubal Cabrera days and like just the Justin Bourne,
Corey Dickerson.
That we have gotten at the trade deadline. Like, we got a guy, we got a dude, we got a guy who's been closing games here for the next 2.5 years at least, like a shutdown top three closer in baseball, like top five, certainly, maybe top one. Like, he's up there. Like, this dude is about as good as it gets in Major League Baseball right now at shutting it down at the end of the games. He's freaking awesome. He's going to come here. People are going to be like, wow, haven't seen a dude throw like that. Fritzy. Like, and look, Mick Abel and Eduardo Taí is not nothing. Like, we know what Mick is, and obviously Taí was one of your guys. Yep. Taí was one of your don't give up
100%.
Guys. But you know what? Like, they got a dude back, and he's here for it. Wasn't they didn't give up Taí for Helsley for a half a season. What's he got? 2 years left after this, I believe, on Duran. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Like, that's control. Like, honestly, I'll be honest with you, I thought it would have cost more. I really would have. I think it was a really great trade.
I think it's especially because I was so nervous about
The Painter stuff. It was like, no, stop.
Wasn't the Painter stuff, the Tyler Rogers trade. The Mets
just how much it cost.
Drew Gilbert and Blade Tidwell. Now, they're not to me of the level of, I think McHale's a better prospect than Tidwell, and Tait's a better prospect than Drew Gilbert, 100%. But the fact that it cost that for a rental reliever that's 35, I started panicking because I had an inkling that this Duran thing was coming. I didn't know what it was going to totally be, but I did not need it to be. I did not need it to be Andrew Painter.
Woo!
I think.
Yeah, the Painter stuff scared me. Like, all the reports about like the Twins won't move up here was like, Dave, no.
Don't do it. So here's, I mean, there's so much to get into. One, I don't think they gave up what I thought they were going to give up or what I thought it would have cost. And it shows, first off, that Abel's trade value was rebuilt given what he did in the first half of this year. And it didn't matter that he got rocked the last couple starts up in the big leagues. He was totally expendable. You were going to have to trade Mick Abel. No problem. Tight hurts. Tight 100% hurts. But I think he's ultimately going to be a DH that's 18 years old, and he impacts the baseball in a special way. I mean, he could be Rafi Devers. I mean, maybe, but like, you for this guy, I'm fine with it. The guy is arguably, like you said, the best closer in baseball. You have him under contract for a couple of years. Jonathan Papelbon, you had a good run.
We got a better bit now. This is a much better bit than the Kirk Green bit.
Way better. And, dude, and there's, a lot to get into. They still have the ammo to go and get a real impact bat as well. Like, this might be shaping up for the real Dave Dombrowski to lay it on the line. Lay it on the line, Dave. He did it. That's the Dave trade. Like, there's the Dave trade. I know that Starlin Cabo was a big prospect in the off, but trading two real prospects, top seven prospects in your system for a freaking closer. I don't love trading a lot for a closer because, like, I know where it's kind of gone. Whatever. Don't care. Back of the bullpen. Kirkering under him now. Strom under him now. It goes from – they could also, by the way, go get another bullpen arm and just start building out this maybe a super pen. I have no idea. But I'm just letting everyone know. You are letting everyone know. We may have he might already be the most talented Phillies reliever of our lives. Like that, if you don't know who Johan Duran is, his stuff is stupid. He throws a splinker. A splinker is a splitter sinker, but it's at 97 miles an hour. He is disgusting. Disgusting. I can't wait. 2.01 ERA. Had some arm issues last year, which is why it's always nerve-wracking trading for relievers. But when he's healthy, he's simply one of the best in the sport.
Yeah, and he's still, you know, right in his athletic prime. He was 27 years old, if I'm not mistaken. Right in that prime, you know, you're getting the years that you're paying for with this trade. And who knows what happens after, you know, Papelbon, like maybe you can challenge him in a couple years. But like if he stays long term, who knows? But you're buying his theoretical prime years athletically, or at least in that prime. And again, I can't believe that. And again, like I'm saying this where I don't want to say like only gave up Tait and Abel, because to the point you made, Tait and Abel are the best two prospects, you know, Tait especially, that they've traded over this kind of time period that they've had. You know, like they have not traded a prospect as good as Tait in this like run that they've been making here. So like they're giving up real prospects, but at the same time, based on what the market seemed like it was shaking out to be, to your point, the Tyler Rogers trade and just the smoke that was around. And again, you don't buy everything you hear, but it really seemed like trades weren't happening because prices were just insanely high. And you expect that to come down a bit. But when every report is saying that the Twins won't trade Duran without getting Andrew Painter, full stop, like when you end up giving up Tait and Abel, it feels like an incredible win. And again, I know that's just reporting. We don't really know what happened, what other teams were offering and all that. But if you had told me, forgetting, you know, in the moment, if you had told me coming into the trade deadline, hey, you can have Duran for Tait and Abel, I wouldn't have believed you. I would have been like, okay, that's awesome. Like if that had been one of the fake trades on like ESPN, like passing or something, I was like, Duran for Tait and Abel, I'd be like, no way. Like, no way they get him for that. So I don't want to diminish what they're giving up because they really are giving something up and it should hurt a bit. But like for 2.5 years of this guy, I'm floored. Way to go, Dave. Way to go. And committing this team, man. Like we've talked about it so much, and you and I, everyone heard our trade deadlines, perfect deadline. You know, or at least they should have. You know that we were both all in on this team. We were willing to give up real high level prospects to do this. And that's what they did. But, you know, we hadn't yet see Dave and, you know, I know Middleton's already been all in with his checkbook, but we hadn't seen Dave at the deadline really be willing to give up high prices to get a difference maker. Like this guy's a freaking difference maker. This is a guy who could get the last out of the season, like the whole MLB season. Like he's that type of guy. So and look, we know in Philly how important it is in the playoffs to have a guy you can trust, you know, both from back when we won it with Lidge and obviously the Kimbrel stuff and last season, the bullpen falling apart. Like, and look, I know that you can come back and say this guy hasn't pitched in many big games or anything like that. But to Jack's point, like just even if you just want to like go click on Pitching Ninja and look up Duran on Pitching Ninja and just see some of the stuff that he throws, it's absurd. Like he defies the laws of gravity with the way the baseball moves at the speeds it moves at. It's insane. So, or the laws of physics, I should say. It's
could have been gravity, whatever. Could, it's fine. Yeah, we're excited.
Gravity
we're excited.
Be more if he was like jumping, but I guess in both cases, regardless, it's this is like to your point. I just it's really exciting. We have been waiting for 3 years now for Dave Dombrowski at the deadline to have a team that everyone knew had one goal and was a real contender that spent a lot of money and going for a World Series. And we've just been waiting for him to commit to the group the way that obviously the group wanted to be committed to, and just that the team needed to really get over the top. And obviously we'll talk more about the bat that we want to see him add. But I mean, this is a massive, easily the biggest move at the deadline by any team so far in the league. Yeah. And just a massive, massive move by Dave. It's just, it's exciting to finally be able to get excited at the deadline about something, man. Like, well, we don't have to think about Carlos Estevez.
I know. We don't have to talk ourselves into Johan Duran. We don't have to. Yeah. He's just great. You don't have to think about it. He's just great. It is so refreshing. And there's one of the other things that is kind of going through my mind, because of course now we're already, well, there's also, have you seen his walk, his entrance music?
No, what is it?
Oh my goodness. Like the crowd, it all goes dark.
I can't wait.
And then they're putting the flashlights on their phone, and he's coming out to it, and it looks like a movie in Minnesota. Imagine what it's going to be like here. I mean, imagine
in the playoffs. Be in the playoffs, dude. Let's go.
Oh my goodness!
I'm getting chills right now.
I know. I can't stop thinking about it.
And just to the point too, just to hammer on, because we had Jim Salisbury on with us yesterday on the morning show, and he talked and he said openly that he knows that veterans and players in that clubhouse will be upset if they don't add. Like, he said that, like, which you don't normally hear reporters report that kind of stuff. And like, I'm just happy that Dave's like, for these guys, for this team. Cause I do think if they had not added a difference maker, it could have sucked the life out of this team, Jack. I really do. I think we're at that point.
Yeah, I think so too. And I actually can't wait to see what the reaction is like post game.
Me too. I'm sure there's been like stuff, obviously in the dugout, like
Given that there's like five people in the ballpark there today in Chicago, I'm sure they've heard about it. I'm sure they're getting yelled at over the dugout, like, you guys just got Duran.
You're right. Honestly, you're right.
And they're probably like, hold on, Jaren Duran or Johan?
I know. Which one?
Which one do we get? And I'm sure, like,
Johan Ros was like, wait, which one?
Hold on. Not me. We're good? I'm still here? Okay. Great. Awesome. And by the way, I don't think it's not nothing that Kepler was scratched. I mean, I know it's quote unquote tricep. Did he hurt his triceps in between being in the lineup for the game and then the hour and a 3 hour rain delay? What did he do during that 3 hours that all of a sudden his tricep acted up? Yeah. Who knows what he could be doing? But I don't know. The nice part about this too, and is that it's only those two, which means guys like Gene Cabrera, who struck out 9 last night for the Redding Fighting Phils, and Alex McFarland, who I think are both supplementary pieces at this deadline, now they can be added to, let's say, a possible Luis Robert trade. They could be added to
Suarez trade.
I thought
Robert there. The way you reacted, I knew you. I saw your face, and I'm like, he doesn't realize I'm talking about you anyhow.
Well, it's because I can't believe Robert Suarez is available, but regardless, seems dumb. But, you know, so you have those guys that can be supplementary pieces now. If you want to put Crawford on the table, you want to put Aiden on the table, you want to put Arun on the table. Again, Painter seems like he's really untouchable. But the fact that they were able to only do this for only those two prospects and not have to add in the other kind of depth pieces that can fill out the rest of a trade, it makes me believe a couple things. Well, really just one main thing, but regardless.
They're trading for a bat is what it makes me believe.
But I think they could trade for a bat and then another bullpen piece. Like, I think it could all be on the table.
There's more moves coming. You're saying you don't just expect a bat.
I don't. I think we've talked a lot about this being an all-in trade deadline for Dave Dombrowski. And when you trade a possible special bat and a mid-rotation arm for a closer, if that doesn't scream all in, I don't know what does. And it really does seem like Stephen Kwan's probably going to get moved.
There. Yeah. Like, if it's like, Kwan, I think Kwan would cost Miller. Or Arun and or like Crawford, like, or like Crawford,
two of the bats, and then an
arm. Yeah, like Crawford and a rune and an R or something. Like, Kwan is going to be expensive, and look, totally worth it. I don't want to see Aiden go. Like, I feel like this is such an important deadline for Aiden to get through, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Like, I really feel like this is like the most likely he will be to be, and you never know how it plays out in the next few years, but it just feels like they're really all in here, and it feels like everyone's on the table in a way that it doesn't always happen. And if Aiden can stay and rake and kind of really, you know, it just feels like, all right, you know, I just feel like this is one where he's really exposed. And obviously, you know, we love Aiden and I'd rather he not get traded, but I do feel like Kwan, it would cost something like that. And I don't think it would for Suarez.
Would you be disappointed if this is it?
Yes. But I would be, look,
Not devastated.
Yeah, it's funny because it would be the best deadline they've had yet, just with the Durant move. Like, he's so much better than Estevez and whatever bat they got, and Lorenzen and Castro and whatever, like, the different moves they've made. I can't remember the combinations. They all kind of blend together.
Well, but, like, Kyle Gibson and Ian
Marsh
Kennedy.
And Kyle Gibson, Ian Kennedy, that whole
Marsh
group.
And Noah Syndergaard, even though they're
Syndergaard, thank you. There it is. Yeah. Yes. I'm talking about the groups that come in. I think, like, Durant alone is better than all of them. I would take Durant over all the people who came in those deals. So, like, I wouldn't, and I do think, like, we both think they needed a bat more, but something I kept trying to hammer home was like that, you know, it's not an either or. Like, they desperately need both, and getting someone who can close games at the back end of this pen, someone this great, who, especially if we're talking about the playoffs, we know what it's like to have that feeling where you don't trust the guy who's coming in at the end of a game, and how devastating that is for us and for the players. We talked about that. We know it is. We know Bryce Harper knows it when a Cook Craig Kimbrel's coming into a game or whatever that is. Like, so I would be disappointed, especially now they deal on the 30th. And it's like, if it had gone down,
we got one more day.
And I'm like, oh, they're not going to make a deal. I can't believe it. And then I got surprised by Durant. I'd be like, you know, so it's all like perspective and all that. So I can't say like I would be incredibly disappointed. But it you know what it would be, Jack? It would feel like a massive missed opportunity to me, just because if you're going to get Durant, it's so clear you need a bat. This team so desperately clearly needs a bat. And look, I know if they don't, then they'll bring Crawford up and they'll hope that works and this and that. But so I would be so happy about Durant, but I would be disappointed they didn't like truly, like, you're all in now. Like, you traded Mick Abel and Tait for Durant. And I know you got Durant for 2.5 years, so it's part of the window and all that. But, like, you're all in. Like, Rangers and Kyle Schwarber and JT are free agents. We don't know what's going to happen. This whole thing is, like, these guys are 32 and 32 and 33 and 32 and 31. Like, across the offense. Like, just freaking get a bat and let's go win a freaking World Series, Jack. Like, seriously, like, let's win the freaking World Series. It's right there in front of us. It's so there. If they go get a Suarez, if they go get a Kwan, if they go get that type of bat, like, they are, it's them and the Dodgers in my mind. Like, if they do that, I think it's them and the Dodgers, and then like a gap potentially. Like, I think those are the two best teams in baseball, bar none, if they go get a legit.
Yeah, I think my official rankings of the three bats, because I think there's probably three difference makers.
Is Duran being the third? Are you saying, is he still out there?
I don't think so. I don't think Jared Duran's moving. It's Kwan, Suarez, Robert.
Oh yeah, I forgot about. Of course.
I
think that's the order you would rank them, right? You would rank them Kwan, Suarez, Robert in terms of the one. Yeah,
and
that's probably what they would cost. I think we're ranking them in who we would want the most, who's the best, but also what the cost would be. And look, you know, Suarez is a perfect fit. So
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, and I have to remember that, you know, it's sometimes it's just online. Either you get Stephen Kwan or you don't get Stephen Kwan. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you can look at the OPS, you can look at the numbers all you want. Like, Stephen Kwan's an awesome baseball player.
Wait, hold up. Where is this coming from?
I feel like, every time I tweet about Stephen Kwan, people are like, wow, 760 OPS. And, man, like,
no, it's no, like, no, dude, no, dude, no, no,
just
no,
watch
no,
the
no.
guy. No. Just watch the guy. That guy is
be everyone in the city's favorite player within like a week and a half. Like, he is the exact guy everyone always wants in Philly. Like, everyone's like, oh, this is the guy I want. I want a guy who slaps it around the field, a guy who plays great defense, a guy who's a great runner, a guy who hustles every play, a guy who like does everything to win. And oh, by the way, is just super freaking talented as well. He's like born for this city. What are we doing here, guys? What are we doing?
And here's my thing with Stephen Kwan, because again, I know the numbers and I get it. That guy would be such a pain in the ass to get out in a playoff series. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want. I want pains in the asses. So if you can start a lineup with Kwan, Turner, Harper, Schwarber, take it. I'll take it.
Yo.
If I had to predict, I think they're going to get Suarez. Yeah, I think they're going to get the fact that Bryce is like name dropping him the other day.
It's crazy. Like, that was so weird. And Zalecki was on the midday show today talking about it. I think it was today. And like, it's just so weird. Jack, do you ever remember?
Wow. Hold on. The Mets have responded.
Uh-oh. Oh,
they have traded for Ryan Helsley.
Oh, buddy. Of course.
Wow. They've responded.
I mean, Durant's better.
Yeah.
I mean, Helsley's great. But Durant, Helsley's a free agent at the end of the year. Like, you'd rather have Durant.
I think Helsley's good. I don't think he's good.
Yeah. Well, Durant's better. I think Durant is more talented. And, I mean, we all remember Helsley in the playoffs against us. So, you know.
No, yeah, I would never want to bring up the facts about him getting hurt, like, the day before the season ended and his finger was basically blown apart for that series. We don't talk about facts on this podcast. We just say he's a Met now and he stinks. I hate him.
I always hated him. I get to keep hating him. It's great.
Yeah. Is he a race three?
I didn't want him in my perfect deadline. The perfect deadline is you don't need to listen to it now because, you know, we're here. Download it.
I didn't want Helsley. I definitely didn't want Helsley. I was... I would much rather pay a little bit more for Durant.
I agree. There's no question. Especially considering what they got Durant for, like, I would absolutely rather have Durant. Like, there's no question in my mind.
Dude, the freaking Pirates were asking for a top five prospect for a year and a half of David Bednar. And I like David Bednar. That's not the point. We got Johan Durant for
he's just
2.5
better.
Years. And he's better.
Just better.
And
better.
He's younger. And he's younger. Like, oh my goodness. And dude, like, here's another thing. Tyke turned into the best hitter in baseball. He probably won't, but like, it's Minnesota.
I know.
It's like, unless it's the World Series, it's just not gonna hurt that bad.
I feel for the kid. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, you're right. It'll be very out of sight, out of mind. It's not like again, I said this before, and I don't think we bring it up enough. It's not like a Mets fan looking at the Cubs all the time, seeing Pete Crow Armstrong. It's like that. That should annoy you. If I was a Mets fan and I saw Pete Crow Armstrong on a team like the Cubs that matters, that's competing, that's a classic franchise, and I had to look at Pete Crow Armstrong be an MVP candidate for them, that would kill me as a Mets fan. That's something that as a Mets fan, I would constantly think about, and it would break my soul. Like, if you go to Minnesota, it's like, whatever.
You know,
you do you, Eduardo. I'm rooting for Eddie.
It definitely hurts. Again, I think he impacts the baseball in a way that 18-year-olds don't usually. He would have been in this draft, and if he's in this draft, he's a top five pick with the way that he hits the ball hard. Like, that's he's a really, 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 really good bat, but he's so far away, and like, I just don't think he's going to be able to stick behind the plate. I think that
changes the whole ranking and prospect value.
And the one thing with him, the one thing with him always was that his chase was pretty egregious. Like, he would extend the strike zone a lot, which as you get older and you face better pitching would usually come back to bite you. So again, I don't want to say like, ha ha, now that you're gone, you stink. Like, cause I don't feel that way. But there was some concern, I guess, with Eduardo Tai, not from the standpoint of like how is this guy a superstar?
Look,
I don't think he's a superstar.
He's 18 or 19. Like, it's just, it's hard to project. Like, you know, like, he's awesome. He's great. I really like him. I didn't want to trade him. That was the whole point is that's why I keep feeling like guilty saying, I can't believe they only gave up Abel and Tai, because I think Abel and Tai are great prospects that I didn't want to trade, but Durant should have cost more.
Well, and think about think about how Abel was viewed last year.
Off the radar, dude.
Abel,
we thought he was cooked.
Abel pitched to a 6.23 ERA last year with Lehigh Valley. 6.23. He was not even sniffing top 100 prospect status. And total credit to him. I'm a huge McAble fan. I will be rooting for him in Minnesota. But the fact that in essentially 3 months, 3.5 months.
Yeah, from the season he rebuilt his value to that point where it could be him and Taid. Again, it's crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy. And I just, for what I thought the reliever prices were going to be, to what they ended up actually having to give up, I think it's an absolute steal. I just think it's an absolute freaking no doubt about it steal. What a time. Awesome. We got a Dave trade.
All right. So two things. Let's the Suarez thing. So to your point, I think it's those three guys. What would you put the odds? So you think Suarez is the most likely trade candidate of those three, as you said, but what would you put the odds at in your mind, obviously, that they end up coming out of this deadline with one of those three players? And then the next question would be that they come out with a bat at all of any level.
All right. So my first message is this. My first message is this, because this is the most important thing. Dave and John, just trade like almost nothing for Luis Robert too. You know what I mean? Like just get him and put him in center field. And just like, it might cost like Gene Cabrera and Dante Norrie. Okay. Like just do it. It's right there. Just go get Luis Robert. So my first priority is, can I get Luis Robert and Stephen Kwan /AUNEO Suarez?
Oh yeah. Can he stop wearing 88? Is that possible? I mean, it looks ridiculous, dude. Like, come on, man.
He can wear like whatever
Aaron
number
Judge
he wants.
Can get away with 99. Taiwan Walker can't. And, like, nobody else should wear those numbers. Like, you look like you're a freaking spring training player. It looks ridiculous. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not usually, like, too, like, intense about the number thing. I think it matters to a point. But 88, like, to steal, can I steal one of your phrases here? Hey, Luis Robert. Grow up with the 88, okay? Grow up.
Well, so he would automatically be the best 88 in Philadelphia sports history.
Oh, see what you did there. Better than Dallas Goddard, I don't think so, pal.
Oh, he's a Super Bowl champ. Anyone that wins Super Bowl, automatically the best player in the history of the sport. Yep.
Yeah, so he's probably not better. What was it, Trey Burton? Was he 88 on that
Trey
squad?
Burton was 88, yeah. Could his home run in the playoffs be bigger than Trey Burton's pass of the Philly special?
Probably not.
In my eyes.
Yeah. I mean, if he Bill Mazeroski's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I would say, like, just go get Luis Robert. It won't cost that much.
Just for S's and G's.
S's and G's. We're a big S's and G's pod. So
Tucker told me on the trade deadline pod last year, the Estevez pod, apparently I cursed. So I almost just actually said it there just to keep for consistency, but I didn't. So
no, welcome, but I am excited Tucker, enough to curse. Yes, I'm excited enough to curse. So I would just go get Luis Robert, whatever it takes. Now, on top of that, so, dude, I just – it's almost – this is like just gut talking. I think that they will probably go get Eugenio Suarez. It feels like they're already all in and – I'm worried about a rental. Whatever, that's fine.
I don't care. Go get him. He's perfect. Right in a power bat. Let's go.
I just think Dave wants Stephen Kwan. I think.
Please, I'm fine with it. You're not. You don't have to fight me on this.
So, I would be surprised if they didn't go and get a bat as well. I actually would be disappointed if they didn't go and get a bat. I am thrilled with Durant.
Yeah. Yeah.
No doubt about it. Thrilled. But I just know this baseball team. And, I know where I think this thing is trending.
Need it.
They need a bat too. I'm sorry. It's gonna cost more.
Yeah.
It's gonna cost more.
Like it's not like a want, it's a need. It's a must have thing. Like it's an imperative in my mind.
Yeah, I agree. And honestly, if you can get just one more bullpen piece, there's enough guys that have stunk for a long time having a great year to where like you can really have an opportunity of building a super pen. And the idea of also helping this bullpen from the standpoint of or not helping, but adding another bullpen piece. The getting this starting rotation to not have to feel like they have to pitch into the eighth every single night.
Yeah.
And they can just, you can pull them after, oh my gosh, you could pull them after six and hand the ball off to some nasty guys out of the bullpen. What a crazy concept. Yeah. Like all of a sudden, if you add one more interesting...
Well, if you have one more guy, it's legit.
Dude,
I
mean, like
right now, Strom, Kerkering, and with the way Strom's been better, Strom, Kerkering, and Duran in the playoffs, like all of a sudden, I feel good about that. Like the main guys who are going to pitch the most in the playoffs out of the bullpen, and then you add one of the starters. I agree. I'm not fighting you on going to get someone else. I'm just saying, like, just adding Duran has changed the whole complexion of this bullpen for the playoffs.
Well, and you haven't brought up David Robertson. Who
I forgot. Yeah, you're right. What a good that's another arm. Yes. What a good point. Out of sight, out of mind. I'm sorry, David.
My bad.
The one guy who's like my age range on the team. So, David, I'm really, really, really happy to have you. I swear to God, you're like my favorite player the moment he's on the field.
He had a perfect inning last night. Three outs, nine pitches. So everything's fine. So you add David Robertson in there. You add someone from the starting rotation. If you had one more piece and all of a sudden you can go, you know, Duran, Strom, Kerkering, David Robertson, starter in the bullpen, and at one extra piece, you
don't
go
even
from
need starters. You can just go bullpen games.
Dude, you can get these scrubs out of here. Get to DFA Romano. Get all these bums out of here. Let's go
nice.
Win a World Series.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
He worked a clean inning last night, Jordan Romano, by the way.
Oh, cool. Yeah, great. Don't even look at me. He just gave me the Romano crazy eyes. You're like,
dude, I hate when he warms up in the fourth.
You're so annoying.
Sit down.
So annoying.
Sit down.
I know. Like, honestly, like, give your money back. Like, when you have to warm up in the fourth, every time you have to warm up in the fourth, you should have to, like, insert some of your contract back to the Phillies. Again, I know we talked about it like a pot or two ago, but it would be wild if they had a DFA both Kepler and Romano. It would just be. And it's so funny because we said that. Like, if Dave trades for a big bat with any one of those guys we talked about. I mean, Robert, people might be a little less excited. That might be more you having to lift the fan base up like always and you know, show them what's right.
But, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. But like if they get Kwan or if they get Suarez, like, and we talked about it, but like I think it changes Dave's whole legacy here. I really do. I think that people will look at him completely different. I think the, you know, one mark really against him was that he hadn't come through at the trade deadline and hadn't made these moves. And I think that even if, you know, like, I just think I was going to say something that I don't want to go down that road. But what I'll say is I think regardless of the outcome, like, I just think that Dave's kind of whole, you know, image here has changed. If he can kind of execute ending this deadline.
And people doubt it. People doubt it.
People doubt it.
People doubt it that he had lost his fastball. I mean, 100% was worried that he had no idea how to evaluate the trade market anymore. But if this deal shows you anything, he still knows how to evaluate the trade deadline. He still knows how to do it.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I really
can't believe it.
Honestly, I honestly was waiting for the Phillies trade Andrew Painter for Yohan Duran like text because I was just going to be like, or tweet. I was going to be like, yep, Dave, old man Dave got played.
Hey. I tried to tell you, pal. I tried to tell you. They weren't trading Andrew Painter. Now, hold on. Last thing. Painter did kind of show up today. Like, I saw
103 pitches.
103 pitches pitching into the seventh inning. You know, it's a good Worcester. Is that what they're called? I would say Worcester. You know,
yeah, Worcester.
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 Stupid. What a horrible accent. I mean, just a horrible accent.
Are you talking about the place in Massachusetts, or are you talking about the Sox?
Yes, because they played the Paw Sox today.
It's Worcester. Yeah. It's Worcester, for sure. I'm sure about that.
Okay. Well, they faced them today.
The sauce? No idea how to say that one. I think it's like Worcester. No. Worcester, I think.
Oh, Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire, close. Something like that. Yeah. It's definitely Worcester, Mass. I'm sure of it.
I said Worcester on the air the other night.
That's not right.
I'm such a Westchester head.
Yeah, you got to know your Worcester. You got to know the Fish played some crazy shows there back in the day, buddy.
Oh, man. I was just going to get to when they played all their covers.
Why do you think I know how to say Worcester?
Yeah. What song do they cover that night? I mean, it was probably amazing.
Watch it, pal. Don't ruin a special night, okay?
Tomorrow's a big day. So, like, obviously, you'll be reacting all day on the morning show. We're live at Adam McGurk's. And I think I'm taking over at 11, but, you know, me and you are going to be hanging out all day talking Phillies baseball. And you know what? It's not going to be like, dude, 2 years ago, I had to sit there and talk about Rodolfo Castro. Oh,
horrible. It was horrible. It was horrible.
I was excited about Rodolfo Castro, but that didn't work out.
This clearly is thrilling. And especially if they don't make a trade tonight, like for tomorrow, we get the fun of we already get to be excited about a trade, but we still have hope of more trades is like the best place to be. Now they have to make the more trades, but that's the best.
Dude, place. Let me just tell you this. Let me just tell you this. They're going to make another trade. They're going to make another trade. I would be
I fully agree.
Floored if they didn't make another trade. Yeah, I would be absolutely floored. Also, it may be the most shameless thing I've ever done. I'm bringing copies of Ring the Bell tomorrow if you want to buy a book.
That is, we did it.
Thank you. And you can still order on the website, but it's also live on Amazon. If you want to read it on your little Kindle, available on Kindle. It's available on Kindle now.
I think we've reached the end of the pod.
They got Johan Duran, man. Dave made the trade.
Will be again at McGurk's and Horseshoe tomorrow. Coming out if you're around, be awesome. Any High Hopes people, we will be much happier to see you than anyone else there. I promise you. And then pod tomorrow night after they make another move, because they're going to make another move, Jack. If they make no moves tomorrow, we won't pod in protest. But they're going to make another move, so we'll do a pod.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
Yo, Durant, baby, let's go! He's Fritz Seltzer.